Good morning. We're continuing with the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yud Aleph, which talks about the Melacha of Dash and Schita, and we just learned the Siman Zayin. We brought up the question: is there a concept of there's a heter of a derech achila? The derech achila is that matter Melachos. So there's two layers of understanding this question. We know by the Melacha Berer there's a heter known as La'alter, that a person cannot do burr, you cannot choose the good from the bad, or the bad from the good. You cannot take the bad from the good, but if you're taking the good from the bad, if it's done for immediate use, it's going to be mutter. How do we understand that heter? One explanation of that heter is that's part of the heter is known as derech achila. That burr, the Icarus or burr, is a person is preparing it to then store it. So by doing so, he's created a food. But if he does it, during part of the chila process, it's all part of the chila process. It doesn't have a chashivas of a maisa of a malacha. So that's only matter good from the bad, because generally the act of a chila is taking the good from the bad. Does this concept of derech achila apply elsewhere? This level of derech achila, there's a rasha which uses this heter to apply to the malacha of tochein. If a person wants to chop up vegetables finely, the tochen of the Mishkan was grinding the kernel into flour, and that does not have a heter of derech achila, but a toll of that is chopping vegetables finely into small pieces, and that is the Rashi holds as mutter. If it's done, samach l'suda is done la'alter, it's done the same heter you have by burr, applies to the Malach of Tochen as well. So we find this heter, which is never mentioned in the Gemara. The Rashba says it on his own. Never mentioned in the Gemara, such an idea. So that's one layer of Derech Achila. But the second layer of Derech Achila is at the time of the Achila itself, actual Achila. The Bir Halacha discusses this concept in by regards to Berer. This has relevance in regards to, at the moment of the Achila itself, can I take the bad from the good? So do we say the actual act of achila itself is matra even more than just burr, the regular heter burr? We know the person cannot do burr with a kli. The Rush discusses a case where they were drinking water from the river or something. Obviously, it's has contaminants in it. The person wants to put a cloth over his mouth and drink through the cloth. So the Rush says that's mutter because it's done at the time of the achila itself. So the time of the achila itself, the Rosh is matter using a kli, he's using the filter. Normally, burr is not mutter using a kli, it's only mutter. So there's a layer of derech achila when he's actually in the act of achila itself, that we find a heter in regards to burr. And can we extend this concept of the derech achila heter in regards to the melacha of dosh and say that the derech achila is going to be mutter? There is one way to understand this heter of sucking it out is that the heter is not like we're saying it's because it doesn't get a status of a mashka, etc. There's a heter of derech achila. Derech achila is going to allow it to be mutter. The Mishnah Berurah seems to understand the reason why it's mutter inside of your mouth, because that's actually part of the ma'aseh of achila, and therefore the heter of derech achila does apply, at least at that layer, because that's clearly part of the ma'aseh of achila. Why would there be an argument to say that it doesn't apply? What is the difference between the malacha of dosh and the malacha of burr? That by burr, derech achila is going to be matarit, and by dosh, it's not going to be matarit. So burr is a malacha which is interesting in the sense that there's not any real changes taking place in the food. So the part of the malacha, the chiddush of the malacha is when you, earlier in the process, when you're not at the time of achila, and you take food and you want to store it by changing it and being from being mixed into being pure, that is considered a chashivas. Then you have this pure thing which you can use and it's ready to use for achila whenever you want it. So that's considered a tikkun in the oichel. But b'shas achila, it's not. This is just, it's all part of the act of achila. The malacha of dosh, however, there is a real change which is taking place. It's attached. It's surrounded by this husk, and you're removing it from the husk. You're changing the food. You're changing the item. So by Berer, where it's we need to figure out what exactly is the malacha, we said that the malacha is predicated on the fact that it's done for the purpose of storage. That's in the fact that you're creating this food item and you're putting it away and storing it, as opposed to b'shas achila, it's considered all part of the achila process. So it does not automatically transfer to the malacha of dosh, where there is intrinsically an act that you're doing of significance. The second argument over here is, we'll see, based on what we're going to see in the following siman of the malacha of charlev, of milking. The more discusses the case where a person is ill and he wants to suckle directly from a goat. The more milk from the goat, the more it said was a refuah for a certain type of illness. The more it says that the person would have to suckle directly from the goat, the more it says that's going to be usher, were it not for the fact that it's because of the tsar, and therefore it's matzarit. So the syndicate of the fact that the heter der hachila doesn't apply, because if it does, why do we need a special heter? Because the fact that the person is ill, to be matzarit, would indicate that the heter of der hachila does not seem to apply to the malacha of dosh. So we need to clarify some more points about this. So this would then, going back to over here, so the heter of sucking does not seem to have a heter der hachila, and therefore the hachra that it should be usher seems to make sense. We'll need to clarify a few more points, and then we will proceed. Have a good day.